Good morning, 8:43 a.m. on Friday, the 22nd, I think. The 22nd day of April, 2016. Hi, so yesterday was a zero day in terms of writing. It was supposed to be such a great day for writing and basically got zip. I'm not exactly sure what happened. Other than I didn't write any words. I had the word processing file open, but things kept interrupting me. I never got there. So, yeah, be that as it may. I did 600 words just before I went to bed. I'm counting them as today's count because I wasn't really awake. And I'm not sure how many of them I'm going to be able to keep, but I got 600 in the bank for today. I don't have to pick up the kid again until 6. I don't have any other demands on my time except perhaps lunch. And I think we're going to make some breakfast when I get back. Breakfast for me. I gave everybody else breakfast at 7 o'clock, but I don't want eggs. I don't want to take the time to make oatmeal then, so that's what I want, is I want my oatmeal. So today we're fighting with it's never easy. Today I'm dealing with the Tattered Cover. Tattered Cover is a big independent bookstore here in Denver, and they're hosting the reception for the independent writers for the Writers of the Year Awards. So the three independent writers and the three writers will have a reception at the Tattered Cover in August. And they want to stock the books. So there'll be books available for people to buy and get signed, etc. Which is fine. Except it's going to cost me more to put the books in the store than it would be to take the books down and give them away. Which I find silly and tedious. I suppose I could just make them available through Ingram and let them eat them. I've warned my other IWOTI brethren to be aware of their consignment policy. I haven't made the paperbacks yet, so putting the required elements into the barcode for them is not a terribly big deal, other than it's not something I normally do. I really don't like putting prices on the covers. Because then, you know, if I sell them at a show, if I give them to, I give them to Nina Els to sell it at Who Else Books, then if she has to mark them up in order to cover her expense, then it looks bad. Of course, if I give them to Nina, I've given them to her at basically at my cost, so there's still room for her, but a $30 stocking fee plus 40% of sales, which is, you know, 40% is a reasonable margin. I will be able to give them that even after my shipping costs. But it also means I have to, like, sell 30 books. And people wonder why I don't put my books in bookstores. This is normal. This is, if I was going to put the books in a bookstore, I'd have to charge $15 for them, just to make up for the expenses involved in putting them in the bookstore. I already have to charge $19.95 for owner share. I'd have to charge like $30 for that thing. And it's not going to sell. Nobody's going to buy it. It's not going to move. It's not worth the effort. And not only is it not worth the effort, it will cost me money if they do sell. Well, no, not at that price, but they're not going to sell, so it's not worth doing. And it cost me the price, it cost me all the sales at Amazon. Good morning. So for the off chance that half a dozen people might buy them through bookstores, I forfeit the 700 or 800 sales I make a year on Amazon. It's just not worth it. Don't make much on paper as it is. So we'll talk to the event planner now. I'll talk to the consignment person and see how this is going to work. I can always put it in my Ingram, I suppose, and let them eat it. Because my books are not returnable to Ingram on purpose. You want to buy them, you buy them. You don't return them. And while I'm sure that probably, you know, a bookstore can't afford to do that, I don't blame them. I used to work for a bookstore. I used to stock trade books. I used to stock mass market books. I understand it. I understand exactly how this process works. And I know exactly why it works. I know exactly why they have to do it the way they do it. Which is exactly why I can't do it, because it's just not worth the effort. It's why I've said for a long time, bookstores don't matter. Even in Denver, bookstores don't matter. I did the math. Fewer than 1 in 50 Americans buys and reads one book a year. One a year. So in a city of 50,000, of 100,000, which is what Greeley is, half of them will buy one book a year. So if we step up to the people who will buy one book a quarter, I can sell one book a quarter. So 50,000 people will buy one book a quarter. That's probably low. I'm sorry, that's probably high, but okay. So of those, about 20% are science fiction readers. So 10,000. So 10,000 people will buy a science fiction book a quarter. And then get down into the genres. You know, who will read, how many reads Aesop, or how many read military science fiction, how many will read my books. And for me to assume more than a 10% market penetration is foolish, because I'm competing against the high market, high margin Monk Post, high visibility books like The Martian, books that are published by HarperCollins, books that are published by Macmillan, Random House, Orbit, books that are published by Bain. So 1% is much more likely, 10% is insane. So of the 10,000, 100 will buy, maybe, buy my book. Out of a city of 100,000. So basically, 1 in 1,000 are even in the market demographic for my book. For one book per quarter. And then you think of, okay, well, what am I going to gain by putting them in a bookstore? Like the tattered cover that has 250,000 titles. A lot of them in science fiction. Even putting them in the local author group where there's only 100, 150 books maybe. We need to find people who shop at Tattered Cover, which is, you know, that's going to be maybe a few hundred a day. If it's 1,000 a day, then it's 10 people might be interested, but then they have to find it. So how many do they stock? Yeah, that depends. 2? How long do they stock them? A quarter? The problem is my books are in a series, so they actually have to stock the first books. If they don't stock the first books, then the rest books don't really matter. I suppose rationally I should be looking at taking down a half dozen quarter shares. But no. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what the purpose of this event is. It's an obscure event. It's the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers event. How many people are going to show up on a Thursday night to an event in the basement of a bookstore? I don't know. If I don't have the books there, nobody will buy anything, so that's one way to look at it. Also, it cost me anything. Gas down and back. don't know. It's an interesting question. It's like, there's a reason I don't put my books in bookstores, and this is exactly the reason. It's just not worth it. Anyway, with any luck, I'll hear from their consignment person, and we'll be able to work something out. Anyway, get 600 words in the bank. I can only need 400 more to make my 1,000 for today. That's giving myself credit for zero yesterday, which is fun. Basically, wrote zero yesterday except for the hour before I went to bed. Beautiful morning. I will say that. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. One of the reasons I wanted to get out this morning was I needed to bleed off some of this excess angst, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, clear blue sky this morning. Birds are singing. When I came out, there were lawnmowers mowing. There was summer. Summer is coming, along with all of the pale white walkers who will turn red eventually. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.